This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
Everywhere, son.
Steve is singing Signs by Tesla. Because we found a story, there's nine signs.
I don't think that's by Tesla.
Nine?
They actually covered it. The original, Steve doesn't know the original. He knows the Tesla one.
Yeah.
Signs everywhere, signs. Moving up the theater, you're breaking my mind. Do this, don't do that. Can't you see the sign? There you go. You're welcome. We have a little thing that says nine signs that they are the one.
That's a lot. You have to meet all nine, or just like two out of the nine,
or none,
or none.
You can just be settling.
So this means they're the one. You should know for sure.
They're saying if once the honeymoon phase is over, if you have these nine traits, trait number one, you can meet in the middle. Compromise. They're saying.
Oh, okay.
See, I don't think you're going to like any of these. It's already work.
Right.
You are, even if you weren't anti-committed relationship, you've reached, like, you're past the tipping point. I don't think you could be in a relationship now. You've lived alone for so long.
I think you're right.
You could never welcome somebody. Like, haven't had to compromise in so long.
You're right. And we haven't had to put up with other people's idiocracy, whatever weirdness, for long periods of time.
Like the idiosyncrasy of not being able to say the word idiosyncrasy.
Even just like what you want to have for dinner, you never get input. It's just what you want, you get it.
And get it and make it. And you're right. I wouldn't. Someone once told me, I was dating a girl and we split up. She goes, "Were you an only child?" And I went, "What do you mean?" I know. Well, what do you mean?
Because
I don't think of there's another person involved.
Correct.
That has,
which is weird because you are chivalrous and you're very generous. You're a lot of things, but I wouldn't want. Yeah, no, a relationship with you would suck because there's no compromise in you, man.
There really is.
Because you haven't had to. I'm not trying to insult you. You just don't have
you're right.
to.
Yeah.
So,
you're right.
Or maybe she was so heartbroken she was hoping you had a brother. So maybe
once you run through one seed, you don't want any more DNA. Next signs, they're the one. They make you feel good about yourself and want you to feel happy and not doubt yourself.
Ugh. Isn't that just a take for granted? You're with someone that makes you feel good. I have to have that as.
But I think there are people who are in absolute toxic relationships and they just stay anyway.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
That's sad.
Yeah, it's kind of a baseline, I would think.
Have that in there means there's obviously so many people who don't have that as one of their things.
Sad.
If you're in a relationship and you don't feel good.
Yeah, bounce.
Amen.
Yeah. Even if they do compromise, they'll be a good listener. That's the only one you got.
What was that?
Steve listens better than anybody I've ever met.
What,
like to other people. Not don't. Just, like you I don't think you genuinely care about other people. But I think, God, why am I so mean to you right now? You're a good listener only because, not because you care what they're saying, because if they're talking, you don't have to give up anything about you.
There is, okay, I'll give you
like,
a little
you
bit of
get
that.
Other
you're
people
right.
talking to defer from having to disclose anything about yourself.
I'll give you that one a little
so,
bit. Yeah.
You appear to be a good listener.
Okay.
You have similar core values and you're going in the same life direction. I don't think you have to have that one.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, right? I agree.
I think sometimes it's more fun. I don't believe in opposites attract, but I think if they have a couple things that challenge you,
yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Me too.
And the same life path is hard. Everyone's on a different, there's no age. You need to have a certain job or money in the bank account or whatever. You know, everyone, it's different.
But could you date, like, I'm a beach and, like, Aaron, I think, is more of a culture. Like, I'm talking about vacations.
Oh,
I don't think a beach can date a culture. Because, like, where are we going to go? I want to go to Mexico. I want to go to London. Like, you know what I'm saying?
There's,
like,
culture in those places, though.
Yeah.
I would go with you because you're supposed to, that's what you do when you're in a relationship. You know, like,
but one of you's miserable, not miserable, but not where you want to be on every vacation.
You have to have the false face, the false smile,
Because, I mean, it's just like, ooh, let's go to, like, people, all these different places people talk about vacationing to, and I'm like, I'm turning into you, Steve, where I'm like, can I just look at a picture of that and then just go to a beach?
Right. I'll even bring the picture.
Right. Like, the idea of going to the Louvre makes me want to hurt a puppy. Right. It seems like you got to wait in line, and then the Mona Lisa's tiny.
Right. It's like, it's a pain in the butt.
I heard it smells like, it smells bad in there, I've heard.
A conspiracy about the Mona Lisa. This is a tangent, but that it's his friend. It wasn't a woman. It was his male friend that he painted. Has anyone heard that?
I have heard that.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Wow. Because back then, guys, and they all looked this. Girls, but you don't care.
Everybody just kind of looked the same. There was not a lot of makeup. Wasn't a Mac counter anywhere. So it was like.
Everyone looked handsome.
She's a handsome woman.
Yeah.
Is the Mona Lisa, is that one of the ones they think there's something underneath it? There's one of the famous paintings that they think it's a paint over.
But he had enough money. Usually it's the starving artists that have to keep doing that. And I think he was not a starving.
How would you find out? Can they like x-ray it?
They do.
And you can see
tell the thickness or something.
You know how they authenticate is they take it out of the frame and it's where the paint ends on the edges.
Oh, really?
They do that. And
you're listening to Louvre Talk. Couple more signs. They're the one. You have healthy discussions when you disagree.
Ooh.
I mean, I've talked about this before. My ex-wife, we didn't disagree.
And people think that's good, but you said
it's not good.
Okay.
Because you don't have any passion. If you don't ever get in a fight ever, I don't think that's good. I don't think Aaron gets in fights.
Fights, no. Disagreements, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But do you discuss then?
Sure.
Why you're this?
They're like solved pretty easily, and then we go get food, and it's
fine. The one who says we need to talk?
We both do.
Okay, I hate that.
Yeah.
When was the last time? What was the talk about the last time he said?
Oh my god! Here we go.
Oh, is that not okay?
I don't. I think it was when his coworker stole my iPad, and he was scared to tell me.
Oh.
But it's nothing bad.
No.
It's not his fault.
No.
Well, it's kind of, no.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm going to keep going. You aren't afraid to tell them what's on your mind. Oof.
Nobody's fully exposed. You don't.
That is the one thing that I truly believe you don't understand about long-term relationships.
Guys don't divulge ever.
If you're in, you got, that's the one cool thing because you can tell your deepest, darkest.
No, you should
If you found the right person, then they won't flip it back on you.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you...
it's a trust thing, man.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, it doesn't always work out.
Okay.
They offer you their undivided attention.
I try as much as I can, but I don't know. Being a millennial in this day and age, it's so easy to pick up my phone and, like, multitask.
Nobody has undivided attention.
Yeah.
I found myself the other day being in my house and I'm on my phone and I looked around and everybody was on a device looking down and it was like the worst. I don't know how you get past that. Do you like make everybody put their phones on a pile? Like I want to start doing that at dinners when we go out with friends.
Yeah.
You have to put your phone on a pile and or just put it upside down in front of you. And if you touch it, you pay.
Wow.
It's a great way. Cause then you're like, and if nobody touches it, you split it. I would lose everything.
I was going to ask, who would be?
Because I, like, something would go, yep.
I would hurry up and supersize my meal knowing you're going to pay for it.
Yeah. Snyder's going to do it! Your friends and family love them?
That's a good one, but it can also be a bad one because then, you know, if they only see the side of the person that they're putting on, you know, so then it could add to the pressure of like, oh, you're breaking up with so-and-so. We love them.
I've definitely been in those relationships where my parents thought they were everything.
Okay.
It's like you see her for like 1 hour every other week. You don't know them.
Yeah.
Last one. These are the signs. They are the one. They do little things for you.
What does that mean?
I don't do little things for... No, I think it's like it's buying flowers on a Tuesday. That's the one that I'm terrible
at. Oh, do like a random act on a random day and do make them feel special.
But once I get in a relationship and know I'm getting relations on the steady... does anybody in this room still do little things? I think Aaron's probably the one.
Yes.
I do. I buy flowers a lot. Here's the move. You buy flowers on one day, and then you buy them again the very next day. Because when is she least expecting it? The day after you just...
Oh, my God. You're good.
Wow.
Oh, you're good.
I'm happily married.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.